The National Institute of Justice says 4 in 5 Native American and Alaskan Native women will experience some kind of domestic violence in their lifetime. It's a subject that's long been whispered about, but recent headlines about victimized Native women have sparked larger conversations and calls to action in Indian country. Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
Since last January's Women's March in Seattle, hundreds of Indigenous women have gathered in the Northwest to raise awareness of those who go missing, who are abused or murdered. Now demonstrations like this are also happening in Alaska's largest city.
End the violence! End the violence! Stop the silence!
Stop the silence!
Stop the silence!
More than 100 people gathered for a rally in downtown Anchorage last month. They carried signs, some wore traditional Alaska Native regalia. Charlene Upbuck is an organizer.
This is really hopeful, you know, that we're doing this and we've come together under a lot of hurt.
Upbuck is among the many Alaska Native women publicly sharing stories of domestic violence and sexual abuse. And women in leadership are publicly supporting their efforts.
Having those discussions are painful.
That's U.S. Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs Tara Sweeney.
Folks are vulnerable and they need to happen if we're going to break this cycle.
Sweeney, who's also Alaska Native, wouldn't comment on specific federal level policy changes that might better protect Native women from violence and assault.
I can tell you this, I'm open to working with members of Congress on this issue. And as policy proposals come forward, we are open to weighing in on those.
And congressional candidates are taking this on during election season. At a recent debate for Washington State's 5th District U.S. House seat, Democratic challenger Lisa Brown chided incumbent Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers.
My opponent voted to weaken the Violence Against Women Act, specifically to weaken the protections that Native women would have on tribal land.
But McMorris Rogers defended her record.
On the Violence Against Women Act, Lisa doesn't have it quite right. I supported the current policy. I supported the legislation that President Obama signed.
I think it is fair to say it is a huge issue on people's minds.
For nearly 40 years, Julie Kitka has worked for Alaska's largest Native organization.
But it is not new.
Kitka is now the president of the Alaska Federation of Natives. She says what is new is how and where conversations about sexual assault and violence against women and children are happening. And that's out in the open.
It is an evolving issue. When I first started, this never would have been talked about.
For now, ending violence against women is mostly a grassroots effort. And notably, even Native men, who normally stay quiet about intimate and controversial matters, are stepping up. Samuel Johns walked around with a petition during AFN's annual convention in Alaska this year.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm walking around with this pledge. It's for men to sign.
Men who sign agree only to engage in consensual, verbal, and physical contact with women and to disrupt situations where men are harming, harassing, or sexualizing women and children.
Why would you sign this?
Why would I sign this? Because
yeah.
I have 3 daughters, you know? I have 3 daughters, and I hope that the world is a better place for them.
On that day, Johns gathered more than 50 signatures. Whether other men who signed on will stick to their agreement, only Alaska's Native women will know for sure. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.
November is Native American Heritage Month. In Spokane, the public library will host a gathering to raise awareness for MMIW.